So it's lovely to have you all with us. So we'll begin our service. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
We are gathered this morning to worship Almighty God, whose purposes are good, whose power sustains the world. He has made, who loves us, though we have failed in his service, who gave Jesus Christ for the life of the world, and by who his Holy Spirit leads us in his way. As we give thanks for his great works, we remember those who have lived and died in his service and in the service of others. We pray for all who suffer through war and are in need, and we ask for his help and blessing that we may do his will and that the whole world may acknowledge him as Lord and King. Let us pray. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the age of darkness that is passing away, may the glory of your kingdom surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect the light of your glory this day and so be made ready to come into your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Most merciful Father, we confess that
we have sinned in thought,
word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbour as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us
to amend
what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
And our first reading is from Malachi 4, verses 1 to 2. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord God Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And Psalm 98, the Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His own right hand and his holy arm have won for him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His deliverance he has openly shown in the sights of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness towards the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break into singing and make music. Make music to the Lord with the lyre and the voice of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sound praises before the Lord, the King. The Lord has made known his salvation. Let the sea thunder and all that fills it, the world and all that dwell upon it. Let the rivers clap their hands And let the hills ring out together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. The Lord has made known his salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord God, just and true, you make your salvation known in the sight of nations. Tune the song of our hearts to the music of creation as you come among us to judge the earth through our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
And our second reading is from Luke 21, verses 5 to 19. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprising, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind. Do not worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair on your head will perish. Stand firm and you will win life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Dawn. We all enjoy a life of relative security, relative stability, relative peace, because in the recent wars, especially World War I and World War II, there were those who laid down their lives to make our futures possible. We often talk, don't we, about our forever home. "Is this your forever home?" we ask each other. I wonder what that actually means. Is that somewhere to be comfortable? To raise a family, a home to be there for us across the different stages of our lives. I was talking only yesterday with a parishioner, and we were saying it's a rare thing now for a home to remain in a family for many generations, being handed down through the family. But what does permanence actually mean when everything is stripped away because of war? Or fleeing war. Although I do not have any personal stories of war or family links with the First or Second World War, I'm sure many of you do, and I would love to hear your stories and stories of them sometime. But we are, as a family, however, listening to some of the highs and lows and the joys and terror stories of our Ukrainian house guests, whose families are living through the Ukrainian war. Our guests' lives have been abruptly and completely changed by war. Living in fear when in Odessa, they were sleeping in the corridors of their flats, fully dressed, with their papers and precious things in a rucksack in case they were bombed, and needing, if they were able, to make a quick getaway. Living in terror like this with their young sons, these mums chose to come to England to be free of this style of existence. And one husband is still living like this, and the other one is fighting for their freedom. There are things that we can choose, things that we enjoy, the people that we love, the fabric of our buildings and the stuff that we accumulate. And many of these things can be and are sometimes taken away from us. But what cannot be taken away is knowing God and his faithfulness. We are called into a kingdom vision that takes us through and beyond the terror that we are living in, into the trust, faith, and endurance. Even those who have met with death are alive to God. In the new life, in the coming kingdom, we will find that the things to come will be very different. I often wonder what the New Jerusalem will be like, living in community, full of beauty. There will be no death, no sorrow, no crying or pain. It's fulfillment and it's eternal joy. In the light of resurrection gospel, we can discover, even with the chaos and hurt that seems to be surrounding us, what Jesus is calling out is the gift of what we as Christians testify to, and what all the martyrs testify to, that final triumph of love, the radiance of a light that no darkness can comprehend or extinguish. Let's pray together. Lord of love, we thank you for the strength that you give to human beings to serve others, even at the cost of their own lives. And we bless you, especially today, for all who fought for the cause of freedom in armed conflict. Give rest to the departed, comfort to the living, and hope to us all, that inspired by their example and their dedication, we may fight for continued peace with the same tenacity and courage that they showed in war, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now to the act of remembrance. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Almighty Father, we remember before you those who sacrificed their lives in the struggle for freedom. We pray that the justice and peace for which they fought may be established amongst families of all the nations. We ask this in him who taught us to pray for the coming of his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the peace of the world, for leaders of nations, that they may have the courage to know and wisdom to do what is right, for all who work to improve international relationships, that they may find the true way to bring harmony and reconciliation to all people, and for men and women the world over, that they may know justice and freedom and live in security and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Most gracious God and Father, in whose will is our peace, turn our hearts and the hearts of all people to yourself, that by the power of your Spirit, the peace which is founded on righteousness may be established throughout the whole world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of war, for the injured and the disabled, for the mentally distressed, and for those whose faith in God or man has been weakened or destroyed, for the homeless and refugees, for those who are hungry, and for all who have lost their livelihood and security, for those who mourn their dead, for those who have lost husband or wife, children or parents, and especially for those who have no hope in Christ to sustain them in their grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, infinite in wisdom, love, and power, have compassion on all those for whom we pray, and help us to use all suffering in the cause of your kingdom, through him who gave himself for us upon the cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and of our fellow men and women. May we help encourage and comfort others and support those working for the relief of those in need and for the peace and welfare of the nations.
Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all people in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen. It's been lovely to have you. You can unmute yourselves. Thank you for joining in this morning.